A small city's worth of firefighters are working around the clock to contain the Park Fire. It's burning near Chico in Northern California, and it is now the biggest active blaze in the country at more than 370,000 acres. Dana Cronin of member station KQED is at the base camp in Chico. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Okay, so give us the latest. What's the situation on the ground there?
Yeah, it is very hazy here. You can still see some blue skies, but it definitely smells like a campfire outside. The incident command center is massive. It has taken over the fairgrounds here in Chico. Mm-hmm. There are tons of fire engines and CAL FIRE vehicles from different units around the state. You actually might be able to hear them in the background. There are some from out of state now, too. This is officially the sixth largest fire in California state history. Thousands of people are evacuated, many who were living in pretty remote areas. The number of structures damaged by the fire last time I checked is officially just over 100, but officials say that will likely go up. The good news is that overall, the fire is less of a threat to communities now. The weather moderated somewhat over the weekend, although nearly 5,000 firefighters have been working around the clock to contain it. California Governor Gavin Newsom has proclaimed a state of emergency here and has already secured some federal funding to help local agencies fight the fire.
And I saw that authorities arrested a man on suspicion of starting the fire last week. What more do we know about that?
Yeah, Ronnie Dean Stout II is his name. He is set to be arraigned in about an hour at the Butte County Superior Court in Oroville. He is accused of pushing a flaming car off a cliff, igniting the wildfire. Yeah. At this point, authorities say they booked him on suspicion of intentional arson. He has been held without bail since his arrest on Thursday, pending his arraignment. That's all according to Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey. I should say that we attempted to talk with Stout's attorney, but the courthouse tells us he doesn't have one. The judge will assign a public defender after he's been charged.
I want to ask you, I mean, this fire, it's also close to the town Paradise, which was, of course, destroyed by the campfire back in 2018. How are people in that area handling this now?
Yeah, and actually not just the campfire, which killed 85 people. This community was also impacted by the Dixie Fire in 2021. That fire destroyed nearly 1 million acres, and it's the largest single fire in state history. So almost everyone in this area has in some way been affected by fire. So you can imagine this is a really difficult, even traumatizing experience for a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. And a number of Paradise residents actually relocated to the area that's now burning in the aftermath of the campfire. And so they are now displaced once again.
Gosh. Well, what's the fire outlook at this moment?
Yeah, it's hot today. It's getting hotter. The smoke is lifting. The winds are increasing. So that has put firefighters back on the defense after 2 days of making progress on containing this fire. Containment is now at 12%.
That is KQED's Dana Cronin. Thank you so much, Dana.
You're welcome.